Did you shake it up?
No.
You gotta shake it up.
No, I'm sick of shaking. You gotta shake everything.
I have a challenge for you. Stop complaining. No griping about the weather, no moaning about work, no whinging about politics. Very hard for RN Drive listeners, I reckon. That's too much of a question, too much of an ask. It's harder than you think if you actually give it a go. Michael Dawson has learnt that lesson, well, the hard way. He went 21 days straight without whinging. You know, he embarked on it as a project to stop whinging, because we spend a lot of time whinging, particularly in first world countries. Welcome to RN Drive, Michael.
Thank you, Patricia.
So why did you try and do this?
Well, I think in the beginning it was just the challenge of it. I knew it would be hard, but I don't think I realised just how hard.
So you knew it would be hard because what? Did you notice you spent a lot of time whinging?
Not until I tried to stop. Only when I stopped did I realise just how much I was doing it and how much we all do it. We sort of do it completely mindlessly without realising. Only when you actually sort of focus your mind on what's coming out of your mouth do you realise how often we make, you know, small but, you know, complaints. We make them all the time.
So what were the rules that you gave yourself? What kind of non-complaining did you dictate?
Well, that's where it gets interesting because, you know, there's a very fine line between what's a complaint and what's not a complaint. I mean, it was a bit nippy in Sydney today. And if you say something like, it's cold, I think we can
agree that's... That's just a description.
That's just a description. It's factual. But even if I was to just change it to, boy, is it cold, I think we can call that a complaint.
You reckon, boy, is it cold? I reckon because people ask me how I'm going and I'm like, well, you know, given it's so cold, all right. Now, that is a complaint. Because I say that to people, like, for real,
well,
every morning.
A lot of it is in the tone of voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the intent behind it, you know. So for the last 6 months, I've been pondering, you know, well, was that a complaint? What was there real kind of intent to that? And what was the sort of meaning behind it? And can I get out of it on a technicality of wording? Because you can always rephrase a sentence and sort of get away with it a little bit. Like there's, you know, if you're stuck in traffic and what you want to say is this traffic is horrible, you can always just say, well, you can say, I would love it if this traffic would clear. And it's, you know, you've kind of gotten around it a little bit, but everyone in the car still knows what you mean. So this is sort of some of the knots you tie yourself up in when you try to go 21 days without complaining.
So did you replace it with something? Like, did you find yourself on the cusp of a complaint, on the cusp of whinging?
I just gritted my teeth.
So you didn't say something positive, positive thing instead that you may have replaced it with?
Yeah, I tried to rephrase it in a positive way or think about it in a positive way. I think that the hardest thing is not rephrasing it. It's actually arresting that complaint before it leaves your mouth. It's having the presence of mind to stop that thought before it leaves your mouth, because the words just tumble out. We talk about choice of words, but we don't really choose our words. They just sort of happen and we look back on them and go, that was a complaint.
And how did everyone around you, no doubt you told people you were doing this, how did they respond to your, you know, vow to non-whinge? Were people kind of policing you to make sure that you weren't whinging?
Well, there was a little bit of that, but it was mostly self-police, to be honest. Probably didn't tell everyone that I was doing it, but ultimately it does fall to you, because you're the ultimate judge of, well, did I just complain? And if I did, then I have to reset the count back to 0 days and start again.
So what was the most difficult thing to stop complaining about?
Oh, there was a lot of things. This latest successful attempt I've made to go 21 days, it was right when, you know, Pokemon Go was at its peak. There was also, I was watching last week the Olympics and I saw a promotion for a program called Australia's Cheapest Weddings. That was a trying moment.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
It was very hard. But
yeah,
I'm
with you there.
The biggest thing is probably work. You know, not that I, you know, dislike my job in any way, just in case my boss is listening, but it is a case of, you know, complaining is really a way that we bond.
It's a national pastime, whinging, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it can be a positive thing. It allows you to connect with someone, be it someone in a work environment or wherever. If you can agree that something is not, ideal or not acceptable, that's a way to bring the two of you together, and it's actually a positive bonding thing. So complaints are not, necessarily a negative thing.
Fascinating. 21 days, it took you 6 months. Is that because you kept failing?
All the time. Like, to begin with, I could go a day maybe, sometimes a day, and then I have to reset. I would do, if I was getting to 5 or 6 days, that was a great result. It really took a long effort, and it was very, one of the harder things I've done.
Okay. Many thanks for your time, Michael.
Thanks, Patricia.
Michael Dawson, he's a writer, and he went 21 days straight without complaining, without whinging. It took him 6 months to get there. He kept failing. Do we whinge too much? I reckon, I'll give you my view. I actually do think we do whinge too much. Certainly, I do whinge about the weather a lot, like as if, it's the weather's fault for, ruining everything that happened to me in the morning. When really, it's probably my own fault. 0418-226-576. Should we all stop whinging? That's the question I pose to you.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy,
potato scallops,
the unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, he's just over too hot.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us here.
Subscribe now.